Let's bring in Greg Wyshynski now here on the program. And, of course, he is presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Greg, we were just talking about in honor of what happened with the Pacers last night. What's a big NHL comeback that stands out to you?
It's funny because it's related to the Oilers game last night. It was Vegas and San Jose when Joe Pavelski drew a five-minute high-sticking major from Vegas. Pete DeBoer, head coach of Dallas, was the head coach of the Sharks. I was in the building. Sharks score four times on a five-minute major in the third period to turn around and beat Vegas and eventually win that series. I will never forget that night. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Not as crazy as the Pacers continuing to torment the Knicks for the better part of 40 years, it feels like, which as a Nets fan, I'm fine with. But that was a really crazy thing a couple of years ago in Vegas.
So it was funny, we were at the Nashville Sounds game last night, but keeping up with the game, and I looked at my friend, and when Edmonton, I think, was up like 3-1 or something like that, and I said, I might look at Dallas. I might jump on that if I were you. And we, you know, both were kind of like, whatever, it's game one. And sure enough, Dallas roars back and wins it 6-3. I don't feel like game one is going to tell the whole story. I think both of these could go the distance. Heavyweight matchups on both sides. What do you think there?
I had Dallas in seven, so I think you're right on the West. I mean, Edmonton is a chaotic team. This is how it goes sometimes for them, where even when it looks like they've put things together in the first 40 minutes, they looked amazing. Like, they controlled play. Their defense was good. Stuart Skinner looked steady, which is, you know, continues to be a miracle. And then in the last 20 minutes, it was a completely different game. Now, the caution that I have for Dallas fans that are a little high today is that's a C-plus effort at 5-on-5. Like, your power play is an A-plus. It's the valedictorian. It scored three times to give you the win, but you're not always going to get three power plays to start the third period, and you're certainly not going to convert on all of them. And so Edmonton can kind of come away from that game feeling okay about their 5-on-5 play and knowing that, you know, mistakes were made, you can correct them. I'll disagree with you on this series that I'm covering here, and I'm outside the arena here in Raleigh right now. The Panthers winning game one was them flipping the script on, like, everything Carolina does. They scored two power play goals against them. Carolina had given up two power play goals in the entirety of the playoffs. They beat them at home for the first time. They were the first team to score five goals against them in the playoffs. Like, it was a statement win. Is there a path for Carolina? Sure. I mean, you know, score the first goal, hope Freddie Anderson shuts it down. But Florida's just playing on another level right now as far as their depth, their execution, and their ability to smell blood in the water, for lack of a better term.
Greg, let me ask you this. I'm always curious about this overall. We were laughing earlier because at the NBA office, you think they're just not going to like an Indiana versus Oklahoma City final. Just they're not going to. In the NHL, at the Final Four left, if you're the NHL office, what final are you dreading? Edmonton versus Carolina? Is that one? Or is it Florida versus Edmonton? In your mind, which series, Stanley Cup final, are they dreading?
It's probably Dallas, Carolina, because if you get Edmonton, at least you have McDavid again trying to win his first cup, and people are familiar with this Edmonton team after they went to seven games last year with Florida. Like, I'm pretty sure they'd be all right with that. And again, like, you know, you could just look at the coverage of it. ESPN, my network, has first choice on which series to cover in the conference final. And we selected Edmonton and Dallas. Dallas is obviously a huge TV market, but Edmonton has the most, you know, the most important player in the league right now. So I think it'd probably be Carolina and Dallas, which obviously would be a pretty fun Stanley Cup final, a slobber knocker of a series. But from an interest standpoint, that's probably the issue. But again, like, if you're the NHL, you knew this was all going to happen. I mean, there no Boston, no Rangers, no Philly, no Pittsburgh, no Chicago, no Detroit. Go down the list. It wasn't as if there were a whole hell of a lot of teams that really moved the needle for casual fans that were even in the postseason this year.
What if it becomes a, say, Florida-Dallas final? Do people in Canada care about that?
think they do. It is definitely less interest than if there is a Canadian team playing for the Cup. There's certainly always going to be a high level of interest. I think there's a high level of interest in the Panthers and how they play and some of the players in that team. And, you know, on Dallas, you have some really good Canadian players that are looking to win the Cup for the first time. Jamie Benn, Matt Duchene, like there's reasons to watch. I mean, I could give you the simple American answer, which is that hockey is catnip to Canadians. They'll watch anything. My God, they watch like World Juniors. but I do think that, you know, some of these matchups are clearly more interesting than others when it comes to Canadian viewership.
Of the four teams that we're talking about right now, would you say Florida probably has the least amount of pressure just because they're the defending Stanley Cup champions, or would you take that another way?
No, I think you're right. I mean, they just won. You can count on one hand the number of guys in that room that don't have a Stanley Cup ring. You know, Seth Jones being one of them, actually. Yeah. But everybody else is, I mean, I'm not saying they're fat and happy. They clearly want to win again, and they're playing like they want to win again. But you think about Carolina being unable to get through the conference final in all the years Rod Brind'Amour's been here. You think about Dallas being a conference final bridesmaid twice in a row. They got a bunch of guys looking for their first cup. You think about Edmonton losing in game seven after rallying in the cup final last year. And also the Connor McDavid legacy part of it where, you know, he looks around at Eichel. He looks around at McKinnon. All these guys have rings. He doesn't have his ring yet. And you know, he's the best player in the world, one of the best players of all time. But, you know, you do need that Stanley Cup validation if you're Connor McDavid and you have been striving to get it. Guy's like 28 now. Like, guy's not young anymore. Like, he's getting up there. And clearly, you know, his winning would be amazing. And then also, obviously, the Canadian team winning for the first time since 1993 would be pretty important, too.
Edmonton, I think, has stepped up without Matthias Ekholm. But how big will it be when they get him back? Because it feels like it's close.
Yeah, he's a stabilizing force. Their defense against Vegas was really impressive. They held them to one shot in the period. Their top players, Eichel, you know, Hurdle, players like that, didn't really perform all that well in that series. I think Edmonton played really good D in front of what's usually shaky goaltending. But Matthias has a way of kind of just like calming things down, stabilizing things. Look, it's going to take him a couple games to get back into the rhythm of a postseason. That happened for Miro Heiskanen too over on the Dallas side when he came back in the Winnipeg series. But once he's back at speed, like he's certainly a huge asset for them to get back in the series.
Greg, I'm reading your story about the agitation from that Florida's given Carolina. And it's funny, I'm reading this. We had a baseball coach on, Tim Corbin from Vanderbilt, and talked about this team had a tough baseball series versus Tennessee. Tennessee ran their mouth the entire series. And I said, how do you approach a game when you know that other team is going to run their mouth? And this is like your article. When you know Florida's going to be the agitators in this, you can't let it get to your mind, right? I mean, you've got to push it away. If not, and you described several things in the game that happened because Carolina retaliated against Florida. Man, you got to get past that, I think, if you're going to win this.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, the penalty that Sebastian Aho took in the first period that led to Florida's first power play goal, I mean, Rod Brind'Amour says that's basically the game right there. You know, and that was a retaliation penalty. He took a cross check to the face, but then he punched a guy. And then the retaliation is what got whistled. And it was a study in contrast too, because, you know, in that game, they're running Bobrovsky the whole game, Carolina is. And you know, at one point Andrei Svechnikov kind of like hits Bobrovsky in the head with his hip. And there's no like big fight. There's no the Panthers, you know, trying to exact revenge. Bobrovsky's not off his game. He said after the game, hey, it's playoff hockey, it happens. Like there's a mindset from the Panthers that we can dish it out and we can take it. And Carolina certainly does not have the same mindset at this point.
Well, Greg, enjoy the series, and maybe you can break away and watch R-Truth beat John Cena Saturday night. That would be fun, too.
I would love that, and I will say, you know, one of the benefits of being on the East is I get to go to Cookout multiple times here in Raleigh, which is, you know, clearly something I don't get to do in New York, but Cookout's been on the menu here in North Carolina.
Well, enjoy that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Anytime.
thinks. Greg Wyshynski joining us here on the program, presented by Old National Bank. Get old.